Hi, I'm Jeffrey Hodges, founder and secretary of No Tolls, No Sell-Offs, a new political party that will be standing at the next state election. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about why we should stop the sell-offs. There's a deliberate agenda at play right now, and that agenda is to privatise our public assets in Queensland for the benefit of the corporate sector. Corporations don't like governments owning anything. They believe that everything should be controlled by the market, and while we also agree that it is important to have free enterprise and competition, that's not what is happening here. What is happening here is you're getting monopolies taking control. Monopolies like Queensland Motorways taking over the roads and charging us for their profit. If the government is managing the roads, we only have to pay as a community for the costs of the maintenance and the building of those roads. However, if a private corporation, as soon as companies get involved, as soon as private enterprise gets involved, we also have to pay not only for the costs, but we also have to pay for their profit margin. It's the same for hospitals, it's the same for electricity, it's the same for water. When hospitals are operated privately, funds have to be diverted into profit margin for the shareholders. And so there's not enough money, there's not as much money for essential services. If our hospitals are privatized, there's an increased pressure to charge fees. And this means more expense for families and individuals for essential health services. It also means there's a chance of corrupt practices happening where doctors are paid incentive payments to encourage patients to have interventions or operations that they don't really need, or to have more expensive operations. Elsewhere, the hospital privatization experiment has failed dismally, and governments have had to buy those hospitals back after they've failed. For instance, the New South Wales Auditor General said the New South Wales people paid twice for the Port Macquarie Hospital when the government had to buy it back after the company went bankrupt. Public hospitals and community healthcare is something that governments do better than private corporations. They're also more accountable to the public. And look, the same is true for our electricity generators. Do you really want electricity prices to go up even more than they have? You know that they will. The minute that gets privatized, then profit is the main incentive of a private corporation, isn't it? You know, they're not concerned about service, they're concerned about their own profit. And so essentially what this means, as soon as companies get involved, they're going to be looking for profit for their shareholders, which means reduced services of these essential things. Look at what happened when our water was privatized. How have your water bills been lately? Have they actually gone down? Of course not. The same is true with the electricity. As soon as it gets privatized, the bills will go up. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. Do we really want Queensland controlled by a corporate oligarchy of monopolies where all the essential services are in private hands and government can control nothing? We, as the people, control nothing. That's worse than communism. Do you realize that this privatization experiment was tried in New Zealand back in the 1990s, and it failed dismally. It failed horribly, and the New Zealand people suffered for 15 years under this privatisation experiment where they sold off all of their public assets. The end result of all this privatisation in New Zealand back in the 1990s was 15 years of negative economic growth, unemployment of 18%, the highest suicide rates in the Western world, and healthcare services, education services, and other essential services devastated by this privatisation experiment. For 15 years, the New Zealand people suffered. And it was only recovered recently when a new government came in and started to buy back some of these essential services. So we don't want this to happen in Queensland, do we? We don't want our essential services sold off to private corporations where we don't get essential services that we need. The job of government is to serve the public, not to get into bed with big business. So please support us. Support our call. Join us in stopping the sell-offs. Stop the sell-offs of our electricity. Stop the sell-off of our roads. Stop the sell-offs of our public hospitals. Stop the privatization of our public assets. If you want more information, you can find it at our website, www.no-tolls.org. I'm Jeffrey Hodges. Thank you. authorised by Geoffrey Hodges, 77 Flaxton Mill Road, Flaxton, for No Tolls, No Sell-Offs.